بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي رمثة رفعة التيمي رضي الله عنه قال: رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليه ثوبان أخضران، رواه أبو داود والترمذي بإسناد صحيح. Continuing with the discussion on the Islamic etiquettes of dressing or clothing, this chapter deals with the permissibility and advisability of wearing certain colors when it comes to one's dressing. In this particular hadith, the garment or clothing that is of green color is discussed. We find that in certain circles, wearing green is considered to be something of a type of blessing. In fact, Ibn Battal was of the opinion, الثياب الأخضر من لباس أهل الجنة وكفى بذلك الشرفة. You would say that wearing green is of the clothing of the people of Jannah, and it is sufficient as a form of dignity and honor. However, you should bear in mind that generally when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seen wearing the colored green, there ulama ikram would explain that it was green striped garments, not stark green. We find that, as we mentioned previously, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah etc. and they mentioned that prevalent in Makkah Mukarramah at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in Madinah Munawwara, generally the fabric would come from Yemen. And it was well known that in that time the Yemeni cloth would be striped, sometimes red, sometimes green, sometimes other colors, but it would be a mixture and it would be striped garments. It would not be stark in a particular color. What we have to understand that from amongst the galaxy of colors, the superior and the most preferred color to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the color white, whilst the others would be permissible. Nevertheless, this riwayat Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings, wherein we see clearly the Sahabi states that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wearing green clothing, and as I mentioned, this meant green striped clothing. The narrator of the hadith is a Sahabi by the name of Abu Rimtha Rifa' Taymi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We can see from the name Taymi that he was from the Taym tribe. More likely than not, he accepted Islam after the conquest of Makkah, that is towards the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite the minimal contact that he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that muarikhin, historians mention about this particular Sahabi that he possessed great desire for jihad, and very often he would be seen making this dua that, Ya Allah, grant me a death in your path, let me be martyred in such a manner which is envied by other Muslims. He passed away in the 44th year of Hijrah. He was involved in jihad with the Muslim army in Kabul. He was in tahajjud, in worship the entire night in Sijistan. Such was the manner in which he exerted himself in ibadat, is that in the morning he fell asleep, and without realizing the army proceeded. So he was left completely alone. The enemy found him in that condition, and he was martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He narrates that, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wearing green clothing, thawban akhtaran. In other words, two pieces of cloth, one is the upper garment, the other is the lower garment. Both of them in this instance were green in color. As we mentioned, based on other riwayat, we will translate this as green striped garments. There is a similar narration in Abu Dawud Sharif. Ya'la bin Umayya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing tawaf whilst wearing green striped upper garment with the right side over the right shoulder, what we refer to as ittiba, that when you are making the tawaf whilst in ihram, then you will throw the ihram cloth over the right shoulder and you will expose the left shoulder. So this is what he was describing. The Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this garment. It was green in color, so at that time possibly the upper cloth of the ihram of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam may have been green striped, and he had the right side over the right shoulder. That is the narration of Abu Ya'la, of Ya'la bin Umayyah, which is mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif. An Jabir radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala yawm fath Makkah wa alayhi imamatun sawda, rawahu Muslim. Wa Nabi Sa'id Amr ibn Hurayth radiyallahu anhu qal kaanni anzuru ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alayhi imamatun sawda qad arkha tarfayha bayna katifayhi, rawahu Muslim. Wa fi riwayatin lahu أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطب الناس وعليه إمامة سوداء. The next few riwayat which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah bring pertain to two aspects. One is the wearing of what we call the imama or the turban, and the second aspect is what was the color of the turban of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Here ulama ikram mention that when it comes to the issue of wearing imama or turban, here also the preferred color of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's imama and turban would be white. However, there were instances, as we will see in these few riwayat which I have mentioned, that Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seen wearing a black colored turban. However, ulama ikram explained this in the following manner. They say mostly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wear a white turban, white imama. However, black used to be worn during jihad. One of the reasons for wearing black is that it conceals signs of dust. It serves. There is also, ulama ikram mentioned, particularly in jihad, Why he wore black, why he preferred that, because there's a symbolic meaning behind the color black. You find that in contrast to other colors, black does not change. Black remains black. Other colors can get mixed, it can be dyed, it can appear as something else. But black has the symbolic significance that it is set, like what you say, set in stone. It's black, it doesn't change. In the same way, symbolically, this is the final religion. Islam will never change, no matter what the enemies of Islam try to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve the sanctity and the divinity and the exclusivity of Islam. So the symbolic meaning behind wearing the color black. However, we find that there are other riwayat that establish that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides on the occasion of jihad, wore a black imama and turban. When it comes to this issue of wearing imama and turban, we find there are many, many riwayat. Generally, the ulama of hadith mention that when it comes to the fadail or virtues of wearing imama and turban, there are many, many ahadith, but many of them are what we call da'if, a weak narration so far as the sanad or chain of narration is concerned. But generally, it is one principle amongst the ulama of ahadith that when there is a subject matter which is supported by many, many weak riwayat, then the ta'addud the riwayat, the excessive number of the riwayat in itself, lends strength and stability to whatever is the subject matter. Like for example, we find the hadith is da'if, but it's mentioned in Daylami. according to the hadith, is a matter of honor for a believer. Another riwayat of Daylami is that wear the turban, it is a salient feature of Islam, and it is a differentiating factor between the believers and the disbelievers. So like that, there are other riwayat wherein the virtue of imama and turban is mentioned. Like I mentioned, generally the riwayat are da'if or weak so far as the sanad is concerned, but there are so many that this in itself lends strength to this concept or idea. There are sahih ahadith, authentic ahadith, where clearly sahaba kiram mentioned seeing Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wearing a turban. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very often would wear imama and he would wear turban. You will find among certain scholars, they say because it was a custom or a tradition or a habit that was prevalent amongst the Arabs, this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore it. Regardless of that, this is clearly a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and unfortunately we find that besides certain circles, maybe Jamaat circles or other circles, to a large extent the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come out of the ummah. So we should try and wear the imama on occasion with the niyat of emulating and following the example of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, we are running out of time, but I read two or three ahadith together. The reason being, the subject matter of these ahadith generally is similar. The first hadith, the narrator is Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This hadith is an authentic hadith, is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, where he says that anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala yawma fathi Makkah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah on the day of the conquest of Makkah. So this was obviously an expedition of jihad. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was striving in the path of Allah. It was the conquest of Makkah. And he says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah on the day of the conquest of Makkah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a black imama, a black turban. The next hadith, like I said, the subject matter is similar. The narrator of the hadith is Abu Sa'id Amr bin Hurayth radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a sahabi who was short in stature or in height. He also accepted Islam in the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He passed away in the 85th year of Hijrah, and 18 ahadith are narrated from him. Like I say, I've run out of time, but just to briefly translate the hadith, inshallah, we'll continue with the discussion later. That he narrates that كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Find this type of expression, كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله. Sahabi wants to tell us something that he observed about Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at the manner in which he says it. He says, it is as if I can visualize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason this type or this mode of address is found, because we must find in most instances, when is the sahabi narrating? In the case of this sahabi, he passed away in the 85th year of Hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place in the 11th year of Hijrah. So he lived for almost 60 years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he accepted Islam, he was young. He was a young child. So he is narrating in more often than not something many, many years later, narrating it to an audience who hadn't seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you are narrating something like that, there always is possible